Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot, take your shot, take your shot, get back to your life.
Take your shot, take your shot, take your shot,
get back to your life. Take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, get back to your life. Take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, take your shot, shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Denzel shocked Alexis when he told her he was in love with a 42-year-old woman who has three children. His phone rang just as Brian came in and he left to take the call. Alexis expressed concern about foreigners taking away jobs from Guyanese, but Brian assured her that would not happen at ExxonMobil. Denzel returned and his phone rang again, and Alexis told Brian about his relationship and vowed to find out about the woman he was seeing. Right now, Shelley is on the phone with Mala.
ExxonMobil Guyana is supporting several programs.
Mala girl? I swear it's Kathleen's son Denzel I see with a big girl downtown yesterday. I went to Republic Bank, and it's when I did come out of the bank, I swear it's Denzel being in this car with a big girl. I mean, I could be mistaken, yes, but I'm 99% sure is he.
Shelly!
I can talk to you later, Marlo. Ignatius calling me.
Shelly!
Yes, Ignatius?
What is this?
What?
I found this bank statement from Republic Bank.
Oh, What's wrong with it?
What are all these large withdrawals you have been making over the last few months?
Large withdrawals?
Shelley, don't play with me.
All right, Ignatius. I invested in some money business.
What?
Yeah, but I swear I can get back all the money though.
Whose business?
Babes, this is not me money. I ain't allowed to do what I want to do with it.
Yeah? But this is a lot of money, Shelley. And why would you hide something like this from me?
You know, as long I wanted to do something like this to myself. You know, I wanted to open a gentleman's club. And then, you know, there was a delay with Daw and then dealing with COVID.
All right. Slow down.
Just please don't get upset with me.
Tell me what kind of business it is and who you invested with.
Mining.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mining is good. But who is the person?
Ignatius, I wanted to be a surprise when it start making money. Then
Shelley,
I was.
Don't tell me nonsense. I'm a businessman, and if my wife is going to invest all this money with somebody, I should know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was waiting to surprise you.
Well, I am surprised. I am very surprised. Now tell me who you make this investment with.
Babe.
Shelley.
All right.
Well?
Your nephew.
My nephew? Alonso?
Yeah, Alonso. But I swear, Ignatius, we got a contract and everything. I went to a proper lawyer and make sure to do up everything properly, and I can get back my money with profit.
Wait. You went into secret business dealings with my nephew and you didn't tell me?
I wanted to do something for myself, Ignatius.
But my nephew, Shelley? Are you serious?
Look, there's nothing funny going on. Alonso was afraid to ask you, so he asked me.
You really take me for a fool. You think I'm a stupid man?
No, Ignatius.
Well, explain this to me. Explain it in a way that makes sense.
The voice of Guyana.
John, what you mean is another delay?
Correct, babe. Don't vex me. You know how the COVID got to me, plus the truck broke down.
COVID got to do with you coming home, John?
The truck break down and I don't want to risk traveling out with anybody else.
So what if this man take till next year to fix this truck?
You don't want me to take all the precautions from getting COVID again?
We had it already and we in dead? Don't bring COVID in as an excuse, you know, John.
Coretta, you're hearing yourself? You know there are cases where people had COVID one time and then get it a second time and dead.
I sure didn't take the vaccine. Look, John, I don't want to hear no foolishness. You promised me you're coming home and now it's excuse after excuse.
If I catch COVID a second time and dead, I could come home.
Don't play with me, you know. You vaccinated.
You don't have to be unreasonable. The most is a few more days.
It's me alone and God in this house when the night come, John. You know what's going on in this country. You won't care about me safety, man.
Coretta, before we get married, you ain't used to live by yourself?
Yes. But now I have a husband and I ain't supposed to spend no night alone.
But that's why I wanted you to come with me. But you refuse to come in the bush.
If I de come in our 2 weeks, we catch COVID and dead. How me family would have get me, buddy?
Look, let me stop. I don't want to fight with you.
You're just making me a fool, John. Next thing you know, you don't come back at all.
You know what? For peace sake, let me hang up this phone before I say something I might live to regret.
Say whatever you want, say.
Coretta, I'm going to talk to you later.
John! This man really hung up on me.
Frenemy!
As if the day couldn't get any worse. It's what his old demon want now.
Judas, sister!
I go fix she. What you want, Cross?
Well, you know, it's somewhere you decide to be a good citizen and look out for your neighbors.
Me and you's not no friends or neighbors, Sister Patsy. So I don't know what you're doing here looking like a broke down cardball at Linda and Susie Highway.
I ain't a queen, mother. Why you don't shut your mouth and hear what I gotta tell you, eh?
You got 2 seconds to come out my yard. Cause like you come here for spread coronavirus. You need to stay off the road.
You see? It's the way you try to be a good and decent citizen. Now, if the people house next door catch fire and it spread to your house and burn it down, you're going to be in the street bawling.
It's just so the people house going burn down? Woman, why you don't go to the mortuary and lie down with your negativity?
You know, since yesterday I pass and I see them people running a wire. It look like the thief in life. But they won't give my mouth no liberty because I ain't living here. Now I pass him back and I see the jump in the car and gone. So I said, let me stop and give you a heads up. But no, and gratefulness is you, eh?
You see how you say? Woman, number one, what are you doing on the road every day in this season of coronavirus?
Hello, I don't take my vaccine and I'm protected by the Holy Spirit.
I sure the Holy Spirit is watch you and cry, Sister Patsy.
Look, let me just glam away. I don't tell you that it look like the people next door thief in light and your house might be in danger. I have done my duty as a good citizen of Marundoy.
I don't know how they gonna be thief in light where we just had the power utility upgrade. Them cable them people put on them meter, it's not easy for thief light now, Patsy. It's nothing you ain't got to do but walk and talk name.
Critter, thief in light is a crime. And as a citizen, you should be concerned enough to report it. Because if the house burned down, your house could burn too.
And it's not you to start the fire in your own house?
You know what? I ain't gonna answer you. Well, it's a good thing I stop here. Ignatius visiting you.
Two women I didn't expect to come and find in the same place.
That's what you doing here, Ignatius. Coretta, your husband come back from the bush yet?
Why you don't mind your own business, serpent?
It's what really going on here.
I passed yesterday and I see the people next door running a funny wire, and I decide to stop and warn Coretta. If they're doing something illegal with the current, we get it from GPL, and the house catch fire, she house at risk, but no. Ingratitude worse than witchcraft.
Well, if they are really stealing electricity, that is a serious crime. You can report them if you're so concerned, Patsy. The police will arrest them if anything illegal is going on.
Why I must call them? I ain't living here. This is the woman who house gone burn down, not me own.
I rebuke you, Jezebel spirit. I rebuke you.
Look, let me go on my way. I know if I see me neighbors trying to thief light, I would be very concerned about the safety of me own house. But always not the same.
And don't ever set foot back in this yard.
Look, Retta, I just stopped to drop this thing for you.
You steal this gishy money? And she got a whole husband now?
It's done for like you.
Look, I'm out. I have important business to attend to.
Ignatius, where are you going? Get my drop now?
No, Patsy. I don't want you in my vehicle. I'm not taking any chances with the COVID.
Wait, man. Like I got coronavirus right on top of my father or something. I don't have that.
Thanks for the thing, Ignatius.
Walk, Sister Patsy. Good exercise and the little sunlight is good for you. And don't forget to take your vitamin C, vitamin D3, and your zinc every day. Boost up your immune system to fight coronavirus.
Which reminds me, let me go inside and blend up my little turmeric and ginger and my lemon and thing. I ain't risking getting corona again, because how I was sick the last time might kill me this time.
Nobody in Marunda ain't gonna miss you.
And they gonna nail you to a tree and burn you your old cross.
Alonzo. So you had my wife taking the money I just gave she to pay for your lifestyle?
I sure shall explain to you that we in business together.
Look, I don't want to hear nothing but no business. I want you to give me a date when you can pay back all the money you got from her.
Uncle, me and Shelly got a contract. I ain't squandering she money.
I was wondering how you could afford this place and how you suddenly driving a car, not realizing it's my wife paying.
Look, you take it however you want it. I know the arrangement me and Shelly got. And I ain't about to rap she.
That is my money. I am the one who worked for that.
So it just resting in Shelly bank account.
Boy, don't push me.
Uncle, look, I don't want to argue with you. Just go on your way, big man.
Don't tell me when I should leave the apartment my money's paying for.
I don't know if Shelly tell you, but funds start rolling in from the mining investment. I don't need you for nothing.
You got a lot of talks when you use my wife to get what you couldn't get from me.
I ain't use nobody. Shelly choose to help me.
Alonzo, open.
My wife is here?
Ignatius? What are you doing here?
What I doing here? What you doing here, Shelly?
I just come to give Alonzo a warning that you know about the business. I thought you said that you're going in town.
So you were taking the opportunity to come and carry on behind my back so much that you didn't even notice my vehicle park up the road? Shelly, you really think I'm stupid? You really take me for a fool?
No, Ignatius. Babes, I promise you it's not nothing like that.
Look, Uncle. Shelly and me cool. All she wanted to do was help the youth get on his feet. That is what you should have been doing for me.
I offered you help. I told you that you could work with me. But no, you want somebody to spoon feed you. You wanted to get rich quick and not work for it.
In all fairness, Ignatius, I offered the help.
So that is all going on here?
What do you mean?
You know what? Before I do something I gon' regret, let me get out of here.
No, baby, wait.
Don't touch me. As for you, Alonzo, you got 1 month. 1 month to make sure you pay her back every cent of my money.
You got to be a madman.
Oh, I'm mad. Play with me, nephew. Play with me and then you're gonna see who mad.
Ignatius! Ignatius, wait!
Why you don't let a cross go along here?
Alonzo, I can't lose my husband over you. Ignatius, wait!
You
have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.